American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from, I think, spring is almost here land. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. With me is my wingman, Mr. Nick Ramirez. We've got a simplified set for you tonight. We have, it's just the three of us, Dick, Nick, and me. But in studio, rigorous proof's own, Johnny.
We're talking out of our ass.
Hey now.
Johnny.
Johnny.
Is it Johnny Harpo or Johnny Bailey? That,
I kind of had a pause there. That's why I didn't fill in
the
blank.
It's Johnny Harpo.
It is Johnny Harpo. All right.
Yeah, within the rigorous proof canon is Harpo. Lando is Adam Landis. Wes Forrester is Wofo. And Jesse Gaddis is J-Flo.
Gotcha.
So we all got these kind of
cool
Marx Brothers names almost.
Cool.
I still want to call you Young Master Volume.
Yeah, some people call me Minimum Volume.
Minimum.
I've been known to have been called that over the years.
That's pretty good.
Dude, that was
pretty although
gay.
I imagine.
Yeah, just hi. Saying. Say hi to your dad for me. Coke!
Yeah, it's so rad when you think the ship's gonna go over here and it goes over there.
Yes,
that's a good call, Max.
Max, your son's on the show.
Fuck him.
But you know he'd say that in person.
That's true.
We love it.
It's good to have seen you recently. Thanks for having us all over there on Record Store Day over at the Saint Man. How's that going over there? You're one of the main men over there.
Yeah,
as well.
It's we celebrated our year anniversary last week.
Congratulations!
Yeah, it's been a year. It's been a long year. I mean, we've battled it out. We got everything going. It's all going really, really well. Georgette is kind
killing
of the,
the
mastermind
on the marketing.
She's killing it.
Booking
and everything, you know, and with Midtown kind of actually flourishing, we got more options in Midtown for people to eat and stuff, you know, we actually have foot traffic and people actually coming out to pay for shows again and stuff, which for a while was really hard to get anybody to pay any money for any amount of art, be it theater or a concert
rock
or anything
show.
Or even an art show.
Johnny, enjoying myself should be free, okay?
But hey, I gotta say.
And I want you to just do it for free. I want the rent to be paid for free, okay?
Yeah.
Part of it is that venue and the sound system and state. I mean, the whole renovation of that building, what they've done with it, is it's a place people want to go. I mean, just from my own personal experience.
No, a lot of people are saying that it's one of the best venues in town.
Yeah,
I'd agree.
Ever hear anything
personally
bad about it.
It's the funnest place to play, too, because people come there to listen to the music and they come up
and
front.
And dance.
They come up front, and it's rad, and there's a lot of them. Mm-hmm. You know,
we really
and there's
to,
room
even
for
when you play a small spot, they still don't come up front. They all listen to you from the bar seats and just be like, oh, you know.
But there's a dance floor for people who want to come up and dance, and then there's a mill around the room dance floor next to the bar where people can scoot around or just stand around and talk and be in everybody's way and not get in the way of the people who are there for the music.
Yeah,
and it's big.
The
enough
room
that
design is fantastic.
It doesn't fuck my ears up the next day when I go see a show there.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
the no smoking inside is good because they have a really nice patio in the back for you to do that right by the music, so that's fucking perfect, you know. I'm really proud of it. What I want to see,
thank
is
you, Georgette, and thank
actual,
you, Arthur Farley.
I want to see movies on the screen in the back.
We're going to, we're working on that
summer
this year.
Movie thing,
nice. This summer. Well, we should see that happen. We're working on procuring the rights and stuff, though, and doing it, you know, to where we're not just kyping someone's movie and just putting it out there because that's highly illegal.
Well, yeah, coming from having done the Rocky Horror Show with Pinky Polansky, you know, for a bunch of years there, you know, I mean, of course, you know, Rocky Horror has got a pretty decent premium
if you don't
because
get sued later.
It's got a good premium on it being a show, a movie that's still shown every weekend, you know, all
somewhere,
over the world.
Yeah.
And even that where Richard O'Brien has said he tries to keep the rights down, that's still
pretty hefty price for just one showing of it.
Yeah, yeah. We're trying to figure out something to where it's like, dude, we're literally just showing it. We're not selling tickets. It just happens to be showing tonight.
Right, right.
Like, we're just,
but it's going to be up and advertised.
Yeah, and there'll be sound out there and everything, you know, and we'll have, it'll be good movies too, you know, like something worth coming to see, not like, you know,
you
Adam
can probably
the,
just do that
the
for
foreign
free.
Film selection on Crackle.
Yeah, you get permission.
Well, yeah, we pay ASCAP, we pay BMI, we pay all these, you know, music rights and publishing and authors money every year, like, you know, we're supposed to, so that, you know, all the money gets funneled into the right spot. So, you know, we're working on that,
sure.
And it should be
sure.
Something that
sexually.
Hopefully we can get.
Well, definitely.
Yeah,
I'll tell you where
been,
you can
it's been
stick
a journey,
your
though, man.
We made it
to a year.
Yeah, and then people
and
bitch
hey,
about
no,
paying $5 to see a show.
And in Reno, yeah. that's pretty damn good there. Yeah.
No shit, it's fucking 2017. $5 for a show is cheap, dude.
Yeah,
right. That's like almost like a free show.
Well, no, it really,
$5
people think
like
about it.
Show.
Yeah, $5 shows, that was an expensive show in like the 1980s. And yeah. And I remember shows were still $3 and $5 throughout the 80s and 90s. So if you get local shows with an out-of-town band and two local bands for $7, you're paying less than you were when you were a teenager, you yeah. moron.
Yeah, and back then, milk was like a quarter for a gallon, right?
Right, right.
Like 25 cents.
And a foot was only 12 inches.
Yep that's right.
And you never
now.
Know, like, one of those bands
could
be
the
next.
Rory, just tell us, stole my joke. I made that joke before the show.
Back in my day, we were on onion on our belt. And there was, bumblebees on nickels.
That was rad, Rory. You said it. It took me a minute to be like, wait a minute. I made that joke right before the show.
Hey, let's distract from my faux pas and say, hey, Johnny, can you give us a song, my man?
Yes, yes. So the one I'm going to play for you guys, I got one... We'll see if I got time for some more rigorous proof ones, but this is the latest single that we got.
Cool.
It's called AK-47. We actually recorded it with Greg and Spike McGuire over
nice.
At the Loudest Folk Sonical Fusion Center for the Musically Thrifted.
Right, right.
And it's actually being played on 100.1 The X regularly, and also two other stations that I conveniently just forgot.
What's the name of the song?
AK-47.
AK-47 by Rigorous Proof. Call up all the radio stations in town, even like the country and hip-hop ones, and request it.
Request it everywhere. We're just going to do a quick tuning.
What is that, Rick?
Crazy delay. Crazy tape.
So, also, Johnny, why
dad.
Are you tuning? Tell me about the tuning.
Tell me about it.
It's F-sharp standard.
I'm in a. This is yeah. crazy. Where are we?
There's groove on that.
What's going on?
Do you have any ludes?
Only works on fucking Johnny's voice, though.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on acid, man.
You are.
Whoa. And that, whoa, it's all happening.
Johnny's dad gave me a tape machine and I hooked it up for as I take the life.
Nick.
Careful with that axe, Eugene.
Nick is reliving the end of 2001 A Space Odyssey right now. I can see it in his eyes.
I might have had a couple of beers too many.
Free your mind and your ass will follow. The kingdom of heaven is within.
You know, somebody said that to me at Visions about 15 years ago, and my night ended up very differently than I thought it would.
Oh, Nick, you got a beatbox into the back of Johnny's mic.
Oh, bummer.
Okay. We ready?
Did it work?
We ready?
Yep.
This one's called AK-47.
Well, I called you AK-47 'cause you shot me in the heart and sent me to heaven. When I gave you a rose gold wedding ring, well, you happily turned it to a full metal jacket sting. 'Cause you said that you'd be back.
Oh, fuck, hold on, can I restart it?
You do what you want.
Take two. No,
I was listening to the delay and thinking about how cool it sounded. Okay, here we go, take two. AK 47.
I called you AK-47, 'cause you shot me in the heart and sent me to heaven. Well, I gave you a rose gold wedding ring, which you turned into a full metal jacket sting. 'Cause you said that I was bad news. With a wink and a smile, you said that you couldn't refuse. 'Cause you've been in love before, and with me, you said it was something more. I'll never fall for that one again. Oh, can't you see? With a heart full of antifreeze and a brain full of Disney movies, you'll never find what you're looking for. Love is a lie you were told when you were young. It's respect in the highest form, of which you have none. I called you AK-47, 'cause you're loud, fast, aggressive, and don't like to listen. Wanted a fairy tale, but you hide your will under a veil. I'm glad that I wore my Kevlar vest, 'cause it turns out you're just like all the rest. Well, can't you see? With a heart full of antifreeze and a brain full of Disney movies, you'll never find what you're looking for. 'Cause love is a lie you were told when you were young. It's respect in the highest form, of which you have none. Don't say it isn't true. Don't tell me I love you. Don't tell me that you know.
Awesome.
That's a fun little acoustic number. Okay, I look forward to listening to that on the X and other radio stations
that
around Reno.
But normally you'll hear the full Metal Jacket version of that one.
Wicked.
It's the full band, but they couldn't be here today because they're all doing community service.
Because they're kind, gentle folk.
Yeah, I mean it was volunteer work, really.
Right. What? Really? What are they doing?
Working.
Oh, okay.
That's good. Yeah, you got to go out and make money.
I mean, they're doing community service for society, but...
Yes. We're all working musicians mostly on this podcast.
Yeah, yep. and nobody rides for... Well, okay, nobody gets paid for free or something. I don't know.
Ass grass or ass, man.
You gotta get your hustle on, man.
Yeah,
I don't know how you do it.
No one else is gonna do it for you.
Well, I just got back from tour too with Spike and Greg. I mean,
that's right. You guys did a little quick. I was gonna ask you about that week long jaunt there.
So this entire month, I turned 27. I went on tour for two weekend long jaunts, separated by weeks,
and you just got married too.
I just got married in January.
Yeah.
So not only did Spike and Greg beg us to record the album with them, which we, you know, happily obliged, but we went on tour this week to kind of start promoting the next records that are coming out. Spike's got one that's coming out. Greg's got a new one with Silver.
Right.
And then I got the new Rigorous Proof coming out, obviously, too. And so we kind of just did like a kind of promotional Loudest Folk tour. Spike's always doing those anyways, but we went, at the beginning of the month, we went to San Francisco and saw our buddies there. Travis Hayes, his band, he runs a venue kind of similar how I run one here. He runs one there called Neck of the Woods, and then we saw...
Right on.
We went to Santa Cruz, hung out there, played a Poet and the Patriot, an Irish bar. It was awesome. And then hung out with my buddies in Oakland, some buddies of mine in a band called Killer Whale. They were having a house party in the back, and we just played it and ate food and
nice.
Hung out. And,
yeah.
And then we just got back. We went to Eastern Nevada. We went to Winnemucca and played Cheers Tap House, where everybody somehow did know our names. Maybe from the posters, maybe because we were telling them what our name was. But that was cool. And then we did two nights in Elko, which was probably the finest nights I've ever spent in Elko, at a spot called the DLC Gallery. It's a gallery and an inn. So we, in Santa Cruz, we slept in the van in a Whole Foods parking lot with nowhere to piss.
And then, rock and roll.
Yeah, 2 weeks later, we're sleeping in this inn where we all had our own rooms and there was a shower.
Rock and roll.
And we got paid.
In the middle of effing nowhere, Nevada.
Yeah, and what was kind of cool, though, that we did two nights, though. And so the first night, there were some people there who'd seen Spike before, and then we all made friends, and we went out and just partied our asses off around town, just meeting everybody. And so the second night,
people appreciate musicians out there when they come
to
town.
They really do, man. They really do. And so the second night, it was just packed to shit in there. And
nice. I met a really fat girl in Elko.
Chewy spends a lot of time in the bars in Elko. He'd probably love the chance to see Reno Band play out there.
He's the one that told me that Elko is actually Spanish for the co.
Yeah. That's true.
If you're wondering.
It's really bad.
It's actually Paiute for the co.
Well, you know, we might be Reno, but in
Joni
Oklahoma,
Brindman
there's
one?
A city called El Reno.
The
Reno.
Man,
so we're like second fiddle to that place.
Yeah, that's true, actually, Rory.
Oh, I found it.
Wow, that sucked.
Oh, Tony's not easily impressed. So, fucking rad. So you're doing 1,000 fucking things, and damn.
Yep.
So the whole a whole Rigorous Proof album coming out.
Yeah, it's running at about 30 minutes long.
Fucking rad.
Trying to get it, trying to figure out a way to get it pressed on a vinyl without it having to sell a kidney. Trying to shop it to some people, see if they want to distribute it for us on vinyl, and you know, they keep the costs and maybe, you know, something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But I really want to see it.
Somebody's already got a
I've got
vinyl set up going.
Somebody's got to have something going there.
Dude, Shame's got a vinyl.
Yeah. I'd have to talk to your wife, man.
Yeah, Penny and.
Pretty Penny, but. Get it.
Yeah, it's beautiful, Penny.
But dude, and I've had friends get like cheap vinyl where they got it done with a guy who was just figuring it out, and it was cool that it was vinyl, but it sounded kind of crappy.
Yeah. I want to make sure the fidelity. If I'm gonna get it pressed, the vinyl, I want to make sure fidelity.
Although Johnny, most people that buy that are never gonna play it. It's just like a collector's item. You know, then they'll use their
you
download.
You sell
code.
The download.
Well, but I'm going to listen to it on vinyl, so I want to make sure that at least one copy is good.
But that's the thing, too. There are people who will actually DJ local stuff.
Yeah,
my point is you could just buy records and scrape off the stickers and put your own on it and sell it as your thing and no one will know.
Yeah, I'll just go to Goodwill and buy all of the Barbara Streisand and Tijuana Brass records that are sitting there.
Dude, I would hella buy that. And then just buy
Herb Alpert
on the outside. Yeah. And,
don't fucking say shit about Herb Alpert, man.
No, but I love it.
But no, just because you touched on this, Nick, you know, Johnny's over there at the Saint. You do have a locals night.
So over at the at the St. James Infirmary, our original location, every Wednesday I host Music Industry Night. And it's kind of a vehicle for all the musicians in town, you know, as long as we're always all gigging or something, but it's a time for us to just get together. We get a beer discount on Brasserie beer. And so, you know, you can spend very little and hang out with all your buds and just kind of talk. But what we mostly do is we'll feature exclusively local shit, though. We'll only play local music and
all night long.
All night long. And what's really cool about that is I've had people who, you know, they come walking in and they're like, "Hey, man, what is this song?" And I'm like, this is a local band called, you know, name it. You know, it's been everybody from Jake Houston to fucking Schizopolitans. Like,
sure.
You You're in a local like, band. You might want to get it into Johnny's hands.
Like, yeah, they're like, "Holy shit, man.
You played
Roxy Cully
for us before, right?
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I anything I can get my hands on. I mean, that's why anybody who's listening, like, just find me on Facebook, find these guys, just get a hold of me, because I'll play your shit at the Music Industry Night, and it works even better though too.
Yeah,
if,
we
got to
get Dooley on that
too.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, we need to get Dooley recorded.
Yeah,
bunch of black people down there, Rick.
So basically, we need to talk to Jackson and convince him to be on this show, but that's a whole other conversation for another time.
The Saint is super cool because it's very diverse. Like there's everybody, different age groups.
Yeah,
different
there's no fixed
cultures.
There's no fixed just, like crowd to it.
Everyone likes music and beer and
I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there.
And earwigs.
And currently,
not anymore. Not since we renovated.
And currently, you've also got Wofo and the lovely, lovely Georgia Maestro working over there for you.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
We got Georgia. She works at both the Saint and the Infirmary. And if you haven't seen her band Pushbox, you probably should.
Got to.
Yeah,
and then
show.
Wofo, the drummer of the group I'm lucky enough to be in, he also works. He manages the Infirmary. I manage the Saint. So if you go to either one of those, you're not going to be too far from home. And we've just been really trying to focus on the scene and just trying to focus on getting the right people in, hanging out, making sure everybody feels good.
Fuck yeah.
Very cool.
So that's kind of been important to me, Georgette, and Wes, and our owner, Art, as well.
No, it seems to have been an extremely
successful formula. I give you 5 out of 5
right
stars.
Thank you, good sir.
Endorsed. Nick Ramirez, 5-star.
Yeah.
There you go. It's official, internet. Forever and ever.
The Nick Ramirez bump. Watch it in action.
You're going to get like 3 or 4 people just fucking into it now.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You'll see.
That's 3 or 4 quality people.
Yeah.
I too, Kermit the Frog, will weigh in on this subject and also give it my 2 thumbs up, 2 big green thumbs that smell like bacon.
It's my favorite place to go to.
Oh,
sometimes it's filled with darkness.
Oh no! Don't get your keep your hand away from me, Bane. I don't like
Come
your
on,
hand
frog.
Next
Let's
to me.
Get it on.
No! Do not touch my legs. No, I've you cannot pry this. Them up. Stop! Rape.
Da-da,
Fuck
da-da,
you,
da-da,
Nick.
Da-da.
Hey, jokes.
Bits. We just did a bit, ladies and gentlemen. High five, Rory Dad.
That's radio terminology for a failed joke.
So, Johnny, are you going to save us again?
Yeah, I got another
fun song.
So I'm going to play a couple of some brand, well, not brand new, but some solo Johnny Harpo stuff that has never has never been recorded or distributed widely.
Will this eventually end up on some rigorous proof thing, or is this just
most
you
likely? Most
are
likely,
you
it will.
Saying that or we have a worse little podcast exclusive.
Exclusive.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
This is a
another high five.
This is Johnny Harpo.
7 years in.
If Adam hears it and hates it,
exactly.
I got it. Okay.
Is that the name of the song?
No. The name of this song is called "Pomps and Liars."
But if Adam hears it and hates it, it'll just be your song. If Adam
hears it
and likes it,
it becomes
a rigorous proof song.
Me and Adam are kind of the I don't want to say like Lennon, McCartney, Jagger, Richards, whatever, blah blah blah.
But the primary songwriters.
Yeah, but if something of mine is not like up, like Adam's the kind of the music theory guy, and I'm kind of the like the raw power guy.
That's how I think of you.
Yeah. So like if there's
pants.
If it's something that's just not quite there, and like if anybody in Rigorous Proof's not really feeling it, then it just kind of falls by the wayside and becomes eventually to be doomed to one of my solo albums that has yet to happen.
Nice. So, Johnny's solo career, everything that Rigorous Proof threw away.
Everything that was not good enough to be a Rigorous Proof song. This song's actually it's a very Reno song. It's about all the people that like to talk when you're not around. So, this is Pomps and Liars.
Tips of my feet when I'm glimpsing the cracks on the street. They've been conflicting like thoughts in my own mind. I see a face through a window ahead, and the barroom shivers its head. You know the chatter betrays all of mankind. Oh, and if it really okay with me if our eyes don't ever seem to meet, 'cause you're the friends who are evil and I hate them, 'cause they're all pomps and liars, faceless choirs, snakes and ladders and shit talkers. Whoa.
mind. Of course you walk up to me first, but I will act like I'm dying of thirst. Cause if I wanted to talk to Satan, you know I probably would have called you. And it'd be really okay with me if our eyes don't ever seem to meet. Show with your friends who are evil and I hate them, cause they're all pumps and liars, faceless choirs, snakes and ladders and shit talkers. They're all pumps and liars, faceless choirs, snakes and ladders and shit talkers.
Oh, it's a folk song about assholes.
Yeah.
In Reno. Yeah.
Well, I think assholes are everywhere, Rory.
Oh, but they're especially awesome here in Reno.
They're especially dedicated to the craft of faceless choirs in Reno.
It's funny that you should say that, because just earlier today I saw two completely unrelated ranty posts about, you know, I don't know why people are always talking about other people's exes or messing with them, but you can have my left, you know, just all this self-created, you know, drama like that to the, the faceless choir of nobody who's paying attention.
You know, being a bartender too, you hear a lot of this like, well, I heard that you said this about so-and-so, and I'm like, no, who'd you hear that from? Well, good friend. Like, well, probably not, because your friend was probably drunk and they're probably not that good of a friend. But it always turns out to be, oh, I guess they got the story wrong. Sorry, man.
I heard somebody said, you said this about somebody, and you are?
I learned my lesson with that when I was a kid, and I told somebody that somebody told me that they knew where the kids that had been kidnapped were, and they called Secret Witness, and I was picked up by the FBI.
I remember this story.
Sometimes shit like that just happens, you guys. Yeah, and then they found the guy that told me that at a house with his gay lover, and he was in the closet, so it was a messy night.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You were not.
That was covered on a previous podcast.
Yeah, we did talk about that once. So I just want to point out.
I mean,
like,
I kind of want to dive into it, but I think we've talked about it before.
I just wanted to stop real quick and say one time that really bit me in the ass.
So let that be a lesson to you out there in the internet land.
Yeah, just keep your...
And look out on the archives of the previous podcasts for that actual episode.
Yeah, I dare...
It's probably a pretty juicy one.
I dare you to search it out. I've probably mentioned it in the description somewhere.
Yeah.
Probably.
I forget who the guest was. I remember us talking about that last 6 months. So.
Okay.
That's a needle in a haystack, folks.
Yeah. Enjoy.
We had an intern to be like, go fucking find that.
For real.
What a job, right?
You know, episode three.
Go do that.
Yeah, we had
872.
I have to poop.
Oh, is it poop break?
Is that your pants?
Nick's favorite break.
Well, good thing I wore my fucking adult diaper today.
So actually, now that you're talking about diapers, something that Rigorous Proof is actually coming out with this year.
The Rigorous Proof summer. Diaper?
No, yes! So it's the Rigorous Poop Depends.
Rigorous
because
poop.
We are such a good band that you might shit yourself. And we highly recommend you guys purchase these before the show.
Nice.
Because you're going to take a rigorous shit if you see us.
If you really do
sell
those at your merch booth, I will take two.
Yeah, I have them in all sizes.
There's my pre-order for you. I will take two.
Okay, I'll set it some aside. Yeah.
Awesome.
We'll be playing at Sculpture Fest and Grim Fest coming up, so you can purchase your Rigorous Depends at any of those shows.
Gonna be missing the Sculpture Fest.
You're getting married?
Which weekend is called? I thought that was 12 and 13.
Yeah, it's 12 and 13.
That's Marianarchy, man.
Oh, no, and that's Marianarchy, too, so I'm going to be missing that.
But the cool thing about it is Sculpture Fest is in the day. Marianarchy
is in the
night.
So you can't
come to one and go to the other
I'm trying to do the festival circuit that weekend and do Grimfest, Marianarchy, and Sculpture Fest all in three.
Ugh. Yeah.
Like, just bounce around because... And they're all great things to do, and especially if anybody's listening, like they caught the motherfucker who beat up Hank.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And he was sentenced for 15 fucking years.
He was convicted and sentenced 5 years with probation when he comes up for parole.
But he was sentenced to 15 years, and he's available for parole in 5 and a half.
Right.
Unfortunately, I went to middle school with that kid, and even in middle school, it was like, oh, great. Well, that guy's going to do something great with his life, and then...
Gonna punch down a beloved figure.
Yeah, punch down.
How old is that guy?
My age.
He's like 28.
No shit.
Yeah.
He fucked his life up at 28.
Dude, fuck. Yep. And then you look at the picture, and it's like, holy
shit.
Well,
might not be the first time.
Man, dude, and he's giving all my friends with face tattoos a bad name.
Yeah.
You know? I got some cool people with face tattoos, but then not. He's got that shit on his. Fuck. That just sucks, dude. It just
Plus,
sucks.
What he
and
did
think,
was shitty, and then the art.
He was doing something dumb.
He tagged the Nevada fucking National Monument in front of my fucking house, or right next to my house, between the house and the courtyard.
Yeah.
The riverside and the courtyard, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the court. And, it's like, as a clamper, I'm all, what the fuck are you doing?
Right.
As a fucking riverside person, what the fuck are you doing?
As a Nevadan, what are you doing?
Anybody would fucking be all, hey, what the fuck are you doing?
No, it is.
I could have got fucking.
It is worse that he's a local kid and not somebody who, like, moved here in his 20s.
Oh, no.
Like, that does make it all the more worse.
But think about the series of bad decisions. Like, you're just like, hey, I'm just going to go tag some shit. And then all of a sudden, you're in the middle of tagging some shit.
Some old man starts yelling at you.
Some old man starts talking shit. I'm just going to hit him.
I'm just going to beat up an old man instead of just
running. One punch.
One punch. He falls on the ground. He's in a coma for 15 days, and you have 15 years in prison.
Yeah.
Nice job.
It's an unfortunate series.
Because you were
going
to go tag some shit. What a dumb fucking thing to happen.
And not only is he in a coma for 15 days, he's never going to be the same Hank ever again.
Right. No, in a way,
he's a new Hank. And it sucks for him because he has to start over. And it's fucking fucked up.
He did erase one man's.
That's like killing somebody.
He
half killed the dude.
Yeah.
Fucking awful.
He killed off the old Hank. That Hank is gone.
Really?
You know? He's my neighbor. I had. And Ivy's my neighbor, and I don't want to talk too much on the air about this, but when you do stupid shit like that, you fuck
ripples.
Up
ripples and butter. Like,
I mean, maybe you protect. You think you're protecting yourself or whatever because you're so fucking angry and fucking drunk or fucking whatever your excuse is, right? That you fucking do that to a person. And change them forever. Well, then, you're going to have to be changed forever, and I hope that dude gets fucking butt-raped in prison. Fuck him, you know? I just want to say it officially on the internet forever. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Fuck
me
you,
too.
Dude.
Fuck you.
And I mean, it's not even like me and Hank hung out or anything. He's my fucking neighbor, and we're doing Merry Anarchy for him this year.
Yep.
Oh, hell, Hank and I hadn't spoken in 5 years because of a stupid internet fight. But yet, I now never have the opportunity to really go back and patch that friendship up.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's on me to some extent, but that's a whole other story,
but
you know?
It's an even better reason to, if you're going to do anything this upcoming weekend, the May 12th through the 13th, just fucking stop by Merry Anarchy. You know what? Hang out with everybody.
Yeah. And swing by the Sculpture Fest, because that's one of the most badass new events in town.
Yeah, that's just a given,
I've been the host of the stage over there for a couple years running now. It's a shame we can't be there this year, but man, that's
right.
A great, great, great event, too. Please, please, please check that out on your way over or from Merry Anarchy.
I don't want to get preachy, but when somebody stands up for what's wrong and gets beat down, we all fucking gather together and stand up bigger.
That's right.
We're the fucking big fucking scary giant everyone should fear.
That's
is
right.
When we get together as people.
That's right.
And as we say with Mary
Not
Anarchy
a mob,
every year.
A fucking intelligent society.
That's right.
That's all.
As we say with Mary Anarchy every year, this is Reno and we take care of our own.
Yep.
You know.
Exactly. There's something about being from Reno that you automatically, innately know, in my opinion.
And I've had many
Don't
many
bring
people.
The cops to the front fucking door.
Yeah. That too.
I've had many people hit up Mary Anarchy saying how great Hank was as a professor for them, or a teacher or a friend.
Performer.
All these things. So please come to Mary Anarchy and support Hank on May 12th, May 13th at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor. And I'll name off the bands later on in the show that you can see there.
It's quite a grip of excellent bands.
Yeah, it's going to be a couple of days. It's going to be a great show. It's a great two-day show. And if you can catch the whole thing, good on you. Try one of those. But yeah, it's a marathon.
And if you are going to be there that whole time, please step forward. Help volunteer. Help us out because we could always use it.
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
And you could always use a shift not drinking, probably.
If you want to have art to contribute. If you have albums from your band that you want to contribute to the raffles.
Donations for the silent auction on the raffles. Bring them to Jub-Jubs. Sure. There's evidently also going to be a pinball tournament during the event.
Yes. Yes.
Pinball. Yeah, so you post up some high scores and proceeds are all going to the fund for Hank.
Hey, Dick, is it all small room?
Yes. Main bar.
Yeah, it's all in the small room. They might even have a show in the other room. I don't know. That's why we don't book that room, because Jub-Jubs gets busy now. They got that other room. But
they've been rocking, man.
Yeah.
It's good to see them busy.
A lot of steady business over there. It's good to see.
I live right by Jub-Jubs, so I always drive by, and I'm like, are they doing good? Because if somebody who works at a bar, I like to see all the bars doing good, because that means that everybody's getting some. You don't want one place to be doing everything. You want everybody to. You want to see
variety.
A line out of everybody's door. Because that means that
because that means there's
there.
An audience. There's a crowd going out of their houses and
you're
into
not
the venues.
Selling the bars. Yeah. You know what I mean? If anything, Zephyr would be the CBGBs. So
Zephyr,
fucking stop
Zephyr
that
was
way.
The CBGBs, dude.
Like, stop thinking about that. And just like make the
do
town.
All the rest of it.
Our town needs to fucking be that next rock city, dude. Because we've been fucking brewing forever, and there's a million things to celebrate from the past too, because somebody in the future here is gonna fucking pop the bubble. It's gonna
next 5 years. It's gonna happen.
It's part of the trajectory right now.
Been waiting for a couple decades.
Everything that's going on.
They don't call
right
me Johnny Clairvoyant Harpo for no reason.
Speaking of the Jub-Jubs though, and great things though, I gotta give a shout out for Karaoke Wednesdays.
Nice
with DJ Chapin.
And
always standing there singing every other fucking song, Andrew Warbington.
I love Andrew.
We had a fucking blast this past week at the karaoke night over at Jub's. It's all your favorite punk rock songs and pop hits and da da da. You know, it's the internet. You can find any fucking song just about.
Yeah.
And it's just good drunk fun over there, and it's karaoke, and it's not necessarily any of the other bars that do karaoke that you never go to. It's your karaoke, Jub-Jub goer.
Yeah. It's made for the monkey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
made for the monkey.
Absolutely.
I like that.
So I guess this awkward silence is brought to you by Jub-Jub's Thirst Parlor.
There you go.
South Wells.
I got to take a night off this week and go out to karaoke because I own a house now.
That's right. You're a busy little beaver. Whoa.
I have a house in the Keys, and I own trees and like
some
debt
rocks.
And some rocks and more debt and some power tools now. Yeah. Like I'm an adult and shit.
Yeah.
But it's been really exciting. A lot of work happening there. And I am going to just announce now that I won't be here the next couple weeks. In addition to the move, I am also getting married the weekend after Mary Anarchy. So there's only so many hours in a day. And as much as I love this show, I think, Nick and Rick are up to the task. Last week's episode with Viva Revenge, guys.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Those are great fucking dudes.
They've been around this. We originally recorded with most of them.
I think the old City studio. Sounds was on. Donkey Jaw has been on.
Yeah, but we recorded with them way back
the
at the
Letdowns have been on.
Way back at the old studio and some early Mary Anarchies a couple years back. So it's nice to see them all together still, like kind of.
And I still forgot the names when they got here.
Working the magic of their creative consciousness together. You know, kind of like you guys with Rigorous Proof. Mm-hmm. You guys, you were the Midorians. You know, you've all done different side things together in configurations, and it's nice seeing a group of creators still creating together after such
Rigorous
a long
Proof
time.
Is 7 years strong now.
Fuck.
Very good.
Without a change, we've recorded songs from East 8th Street at Rick's old house, which is now a pavement.
Everybody comes in and says that.
Yeah. And,
it's creepy.
It is.
Well, someday I'll do an interview standing in the middle of the roadway there, and I'll be doing an interview. Yeah, we recorded it right here.
Right on the spot.
Wes's drums are right there, and you'll hear a corn honking. driving around me because I'm just in the middle of it. Yeah, we recorded that in 2011 at the old studio.
Yeah, I remember you were 19, and I felt weird about giving you booze.
No.
Well, that was the Midorians.
That was the Midorians. Yeah,
but some of those songs wound up were the some of those songs hung around.
One. I don't want to be your boyfriend.
Is that the only one? That was the crossover.
That was the only one that crossed.
Which
over.
Is pretty Johnny, damn anthemic, and you should never lose it.
Yeah. Nowhere Nevada soundtrack. Yep, ended up on the Nowhere Nevada soundtrack. So.
Midorian style, though.
Midorian style.
That's right.
Hopefully, we'll be able to feature some of the rigorous proof.
I would love it
in the upcoming film.
Yeah, and if you all want me to write anything too, I have some stuff coming. Also, if you want me to feature as a cameo in the new one, Nick. Just saying.
I've already written most of a script.
Just saying.
We still have to talk about some things that need to be done.
You
can slip a cameo in anywhere. He's pumping gas or doing something.
Shirtless. Music-wise,
which is my department, I'm building a team, and I'd love to have you on the team, Johnny.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking sweet.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's going to be a good project. It's going to take a million years, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I'll be here for a couple more years.
We remember from the last time.
Hopefully I'll be around for at least 30 more years, I hope.
How old am I?
27.
Hey, let's have another song.
Yeah. Okay, this one I'm especially excited to bring to you guys because it's, in my opinion, an especially poignant Reno song. It's inspired by four separate women who broke my heart, who all shared one thing in common, which was their middle name. Well, I guess they shared two things in common, and they all had the same middle name, which, coming from Reno, you could probably guess what that middle name was. Maybe even coming from any town in America. The name of the song is called "Every Girl in This Whole Town's Middle Name is Marie." And it goes like this. I admire that you guard your garden like it was a bank. This is a lot of work for just some eyes across the room. And I have only just met you, and I forgot your name. That's okay, cause it's apparent that you're only here to play some games. And every girl in this old town's middle name's Marie. And I just realized it's got nothing to do with me. His daddy called her a princess, so it seems she'll never see that every girl in this old town's middle name is Marie. Talking to other guys like
like you're trying to drive me mad. But I have only just met you, and I forgot your name. That's okay, 'cause it's apparent that you're only here to play the game. And every girl in this old town's middle name's Marie, and I just realized it's got nothing to do with me. Daddy called her a princess, so it seems she'll never see that every girl in this old town is a poet and a prophet and an artist and a model and the best damn thing that ever happened to Earth.
Oh, that makes me so happy to be gay.
You're such a sucker.
That's all right. The guys are even worse.
Yeah, guys are uncomplicated, my ass.
Hi, my middle name's Marie. I'm going to dance on your heart. Hi.
Hi, my name's Thad. I'm going to just, like, get in arguments with you every weekend and be passive-aggressive and sit on your couch and huff. Just saying that.
It's the same thing.
I've lived with you and your boyfriends. I've lived with Sean and his boyfriends. Oh, so I know a thing or two about the man relationship.
Yeah.
And it's exactly the fucking same.
Yeah, Johnny, as bad as those Marie girls were, like, did you ever come home to, I was going through your dirty laundry and I saw some stuff that made me jealous.
No. Well, I don't think I ever lived with them, though. They were just so petty to the point where I couldn't even, like...
I found Vaseline on your computer mouse. Are you masturbating without me?
You know, I touched the remote control and it felt vaguely greasy, and so I thought I would just treat you like you were cheating on me completely. So.
But at any rate...
Life is good.
But we're not bitter.
You know, we've all grown up since then. That was a long time ago, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote that one. That's an old one, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wrote it quite a few years back, probably 2012.
Yeah,
it wasn't mean and terrible. It was kind of sweet.
I think you've probably heard me play it. Every once in a while, I'll bust it out.
Like an open mic night or something. Yeah. I want to say we were talking about it on the internet the other day or something.
Maybe.
No, you posted a link to it. Do you have it on a Bandcamp or something?
No, not that one. Gosh. That one's in another podcast exclusive.
I remember. It came up recently, though.
I do vaguely remember us talking about something, maybe that it cleared a bar room full of girls.
Yes, I think that's exactly what
did
it
you
was
actually
going on.
Date a bunch of girls with the middle name Marie?
Yeah.
And the things at the end of the song are what they are?
Well, that was kind of a tongue-in-cheek turnaround to maybe hopefully make anybody who was pissed off maybe happy, but also to kind of also dig it in a little bit harder. Because with the guise of Facebook, everybody's now an activist and everybody's now a model and everybody's now an artist because you're on Facebook and you can...
I can present myself like this and looking is half the battle.
Dude, yeah. I was reading Invisible Monsters and right in the beginning of the book. Right in the beginning of the book, somebody gets killed and the narrator of the book says, and there we were, the victim, the witness, and the murderer, all thinking that we were the main character. Everybody thinks they're the main character.
Yep.
You know what? I'm cool being a supporting role. Yeah. It's really fine.
I want to walk on role in the war. Or what does Roger Waters say? I want to walk.
Yeah, or a lead role in a cage.
I don't want a lead role in a cage. I want to walk on part in the war. So I at least fought in it, and then I just left, as opposed to the lead role in a cage.
Right.
So we were, before your last song, talking a little bit about how great the Reno scene is. And you're definitely somebody who's been around the music scene, frankly, your whole effing life.
Your whole life.
Local stuff, regional stuff, you know, you've seen it all. But I want to pick your brain about what's happening in town right now. What are some bands out there that you like, either personally or as a venue manager? What are some bands out there that are really killing it?
Let's talk about some recent... bands that have rolled through that are national and or you know semi-national, and then I'll move on to local stuff.
Yeah, sure.
This is my boys. Yeah,
what's up, Beard Dander?
Band called Weed, and it's Weed with three E's in it.
Weed.
Yeah, Weed. You recently played the Infirmary with another band called Floral, who's excellent. Floral is like a better Tame Impala in my opinion. More inner speaker Tame Impala than the like dancey EDM stuff, and then but Weed is more like a Black Sabbath got even more stoned and like took a couple like downers and was just grooving, but then plucked some uppers later on. Like they're really really good. I had their vinyl and they stayed at my house recently. They're really cool. The Coffis Brothers. Let's see who played. I just got to recall in my head who's played recently. Killer Whale at the Saint. Fuck.
You guys have been doing a lot of big shows.
Yeah, we've been trying to bring a lot of good stuff into town. And especially a lot of stuff that like local bands can kind of latch onto, because a lot of the bands that we're bringing through have just come off of Coachella or just come off of Fisherman's Village or the Treefort, like these like bigger festivals that are everybody in town can get on. Kind of, we're all of us bands in town. We're kind of ready to start going out of town and playing these festivals where you might be low on the roster, but you can. You can get to it, but first you gotta put yourself out there and go and see some of these bands that you recognize. Like, hey, Floral, they're playing the Saint. Hey, it turns out they're opening for Mac DeMarco. Maybe I should go see them.
Right.
You know,
right.
Because you get to meet these people, and it's all networking.
Networking,
so,
exactly. Networking.
And there's a lot of great bands in Reno right now. Like, there's a lot of like new stuff happening newer bands, younger bands, and people who are getting into it. There's a lot of stuff hanging out at Holland Project that, you know, I've been trying to get City Wolves to play for a while. They're excellent. They're kind of just still very, I think they're all 21, but I mean, you can still play.
I caught. I caught them out over at Holland a couple years ago.
They're
pretty awesome.
Yeah. They're very industrial but more upbeat and kind of more, I don't know. You should check out City Wolves.
Industrial, but without all the rage.
Yeah. Yeah, and then...
It's a kinder, gentler industrial?
No, not...
No, not... Like, that's... The minute I said it, that's not quite right.
Like dark, but like darker MC5, I guess, probably, but with some more technological advancements.
Yeah.
But then, of course, Failure Machine, Jake Houston. Have you guys had Jake on here yet?
Oh, yeah.
At
the old studio. Yeah, we haven't had him in here recently. But, he's a great dude. He's been doing a lot of work lately,
That? Morris Hotel Folk Festival.
Yeah, that's right. Nice. It was around that time.
And was blown away. Just all, damn, Jake Houston.
John White is another... Mm-hmm. Excellent talent. The Sextones, which I've known those guys for 10 years. Of course, they're doing great. I want to talk about some other newer bands. I'm trying to rack my brain right now. Some new friends.
Yeah, sorry to put you on the spot here.
Oh, that's all right.
You're a man in the know.
some new friends I've made, a band called Minivan. I'm excited to see them.
I don't know anything about that.
Minivan.
You've seen them?
They've only played a handful of shows, but I like the premise of what they're doing, and I want to see what they're playing Sculpture Fest too.
Cool.
Maybe you have.
I don't know. They
play
played Shays or
Records?
Something. No, not Spectre.
Okay, then.
They're like really
somebody
new.
Else.
Who the fuck else am I trying to bring up? Like I said, John White is one of my favorites too in town. His record, Beautiful Strangers, is one of my favorites. Hold on. I'm trying to go through my brain A through Z, like my record collection.
Exactly. What's in your record player right now? What's on your record player
now? New Spoon is in my record player.
Spoon?
New Spoon is really good. Those guys still got it, man. They really don't have a record that's bad.
I remember I had their first EP, like, way back in the 90s there, and that was like, what?
Dude, those guys don't make bad music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always liked that band.
That and if I'd like to make a public service announcement, if anybody has any Cake, the band Cake, on cassette, please deliver it to Greg Gilmore at the Potentialist art studio on 2nd Street right by Jim Boy's.
Why don't you just tape it to cassette off a CD?
No, because we want cake on an actual cassette. It exists. I've seen it. But Greg's van that we tour in sometimes has a cassette player. So we've
right.
No, nobody listens to cassettes
but
anymore. So
don't you have any way to record CD
yeah,
to
yeah,
cassette?
Yeah, but no. We want the real one though.
But that'd be like a real mixtape. You take in a van with you.
You lose fidelity if you're going to record a whole album from a CD onto a cassette. When they mixed it to a cassette, they didn't mix it from the CD mix.
Do you realize how many of us actually own the cassettes of the band? No, we just don't tape copies of our friends.
Yeah,
I never had a cake cassette. Only.
But no, I mean just the cassettes. CD. How much of your tape cassette collection was the actual tape? How many of them were ones you had recorded from a friend?
I'd have the actual tapes.
Oh, see, I had a lot. I had about half and half.
Well,
there.
I had like mountains of mixtapes, though. Yeah.
Rick.
I totally did taped a bunch of records and stuff. I didn't have a ton. I mean, because I had a bunch
I taped
of tapes
records
online.
Too.
But my big thing was making mixtapes.
But you had to be careful when you taped a record not to like walk anywhere in the room.
Yeah. that wasn't something you had to tell people. You just lived in that world.
Right. If a record was playing, you walked softly or sat down. Yeah.
Not anymore.
No, but I still have a ton of like mixtapes that I made from back in the day. And when I play them, I'm like, oh my God, I remember this song always follows this song because I heard this mixtape so many times.
Yeah.
Right? I made so many mixtapes back in the day.
I have that all the time too.
But getting your friend's record and then so you have the tape that on one side would have like The Cure's Pornography and on the other side would have like Depeche Mode, Some Great Reward.
Sure. And then four songs off of like
of those,
you know, a Big Country or something. I don't know.
But I'm fucking pretty good at cassette collection just sitting there. Yeah. I mean, I have a player in my car, but I hardly ever use it except for like really good there's a handful of tapes that I just like. I hear that, and there's no other way to get it.
Yeah.
Luscious Jackson, Search for Manny. It's the only way I've ever found it is on this cassette.
Yeah, Fuzzbox. You know? We've got a Fuzzbox that we're going to use.
I lost the CD.
Except for a couple of collector's albums, I have divested myself of all physical musical media.
I kept the Fuzzbox and all the Cure.
I am strictly digital.
I have a full Cure collection on tape still. So.
Nice.
I just don't know what to do with this stuff. Do I just give it to recycled or what do you do? And I also have a bunch of fucking VHS, but you know?
Yeah. People pay you good money for VHS tapes. I've got a bunch of Disney ones that I'm hanging on to because Disney VHS, like, they still work. They still play good. And that Disney's money.
You get like a crack rock for that? Like, where do you go to do that?
I could get crack rock.
EBay,
no, I
baby.
Could sell it. Yeah, eBay.
There you go.
Yeah, it's like if you have the Little Mermaid version where it's still got all the dicks hidden in it.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep,
like
yep.
The original.
Because they edited all that stuff out.
Or like Song of the South.
Yeah.
If you have a version of Song of the South, you can write your ticket. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
I haven't. I want to see
they
that.
They never
it's
issued
a good movie.
It was never issued on VHS.
It was because Uncle Remus was in it, and it kind of just painted a bad Song of the South.
Slavery wasn't bad.
No, and I got.
I don't remember. I saw it when I was.
It
so
also
little.
Had
the black
the
people
little
were hella
animated
cool
and
talked to the animals and shit.
Yeah. It also had the little animated,
couple black dudes
I believe, the Brer Rabbit bit, where Brer Rabbit came around and he played with little Tar Baby, and it was a little puddle of tar that had a face like blackface. And it was a little tar. It was a literal Tar Baby that Brer Rabbit played with and then got stuck in. And then, oh my gosh, he looked like the Tar Baby. And then the wolf started attacking him because he looked like a Tar Baby.
Right.
Like, I mean, and this was, I remember watching this cartoon as a child repeatedly.
Me too. I was like, Grandma, put Song of the South back on.
Yeah.
I want to watch that.
But they never issued that on VHS.
No, on VHS, yeah.
Did they?
I think my grandma had it.
Crazy. I thought that was just.
But my grandma's
not
a real to real.
Because my buddy had it, and I remember being like, I've never seen Splash Mountain Ride. I thought it was called Splash Mountain Ride. I was like, all right, well, fuck it, throw this on. Like, and I just knew it was like the rabbit guy, and then I was waiting for the end when they all go down the canoe. And, you know, I don't know.
But
don't remember.
you can still request and hear on the radio Mr. Bluebird on My Shoulder. Like, that song is okay, but
Zippity
Doodah is okay, but the whole rest of it is not.
Everybody's got a life in place, a life in place to go home. Take your frown, turn it upside down, and you'll find yours. I know. It's about being happy when you're a slave.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, okay, well, that, yeah.
It's still a good song.
If you have your, if you have Song of the South on VHS, please sell it to the alt-right movement. They will probably appreciate
it. No, sell it to us so we can make copies and give it to everyone, and Disney won't sue us.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, they'll totally sue us.
It was just one of the movies that I watched. I didn't know that it was so racist till I got older, and then now
you can't.
Sad about
you
it.
Heard, cannot find it anywhere.
One of my shows watched Pete's Dragon recently and was like, "This just makes it look like it's okay to be abused
and a drunk."
Right, drunk abuse. I haven't seen it since I was a kid, but
fucking Andy Rooney does not go through this movie, or not Andy Rooney, Mickey Rooney. Andy Rooney's the guy from 60 Minutes.
Oh yeah, thank you. Good clarification.
Also
I'm
an
all.
Asshole,
and kind of short, fat, white guy with white hair. Or yeah. But Mickey Rooney.
I thought they were related.
Mickey Rooney goes to this whole fucking movie shit-faced. That's his character.
Yeah.
I'm the town drunk. You know,
I'm an Irish stereotype.
Right.
I'm done being drunk here. I'm going to go pretend to be Chinese with Audrey Hepburn. See you later. Catch on the flip side.
Good American movie.
We made some advancements as a society.
Yeah. Did you see Ghost in the Shell with Scarlett Johansson?
I have not.
I'm okay with her actually playing Major Kusanawa or Kusanagi, because frankly, when you if you ever go back and read the Ghost in the Shell manga, she looks really effing Anglo. Just throwing it out there.
I never read any of the manga. I never saw the movie.
I read the manga. I watched the cartoons, and frankly, the character Johansson is playing was always drawn to look a little more Anglo than Asian. So I don't think there's anything wrong with casting a white woman.
I mean, I remember reading like a lot of Japanese people being like, "We don't give a shit. We love Scarlett Johansson."
Right?
We're
it's a lot of Facebook warriors that get offended at anything because they can.
Yeah,
it's not like when they wanted that black dude to be James Bond.
Yeah.
Everybody's pissed about that.
Yeah, right. Idris Elba, I'm okay with that. That'd be fucking dope.
That's fine. 007, that's a title, not a man.
Yeah. He could still be from, I think 007 on paper is from Ireland, and he's Scottish and English, but he's more Scott, I think, in the book. So he could still be a black man who's Scott.
That, yeah, you know, I've been reading.
There are a lot of them over there, I hear.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
I mean, nowadays, I mean, you know.
Like,
In the 21st century, I mean, there's not many USSR hanging around either, but.
Phil Lynott was Irish, right?
Yep.
He black. Right.
Yeah. Phil Lynott.
He's funky, too. And awesome.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you could still be Scott and black. It'll still work out. Idris Elba would kill it, though, but yeah.
Dude, I want to meet a black dude that talks Scottish. That'd be so awesome.
We could have
bang that dude in a second.
We could have a black Scotty in an alternative Star Trek world.
Oh my god, that'd be so rad. Yeah.
Anybody out there listening to the show, if you got a friend.
Fuck yeah.
If you got a black Scottish.
If you got
friend,
a friend,
oh
we got a taker.
Rick is down.
Hell yeah.
He'll bottom for that.
A couple black dudes in that shit too.
Yeah.
Oh, but hell, Rick will bottom for a short Hispanic dude. Whatever. You ain't nothing special just because you got them.
I have a really
udders.
Close friend who's Mexican.
You ain't nothing special just because you got
Biku.
Them big udders.
Just because you got them big udders.
Johnny, I'm going to ask you to play another song, then I think it's about time to close out the show here.
Fuck yeah.
Do a little wrap up.
Yeah, we'll do Let's see. We'll do another new Rigorous Proof song. This
Fuck
is
yeah.
a another. This is off the new album. That's you'll see very soon, probably in the next month. It's actually Rigorous Proof. The song.
I have a tattooed brain of holy books. They're in scripts I can't perceive. I've been to the tops of mountains where I've looked. Still I cannot see. I was searching for for the truth. Searching within and without. As above, so below. What does it all mean? I spoke to the shaman, spoke to the elders. Spoke to the priests and the presidents. I spoke to the scientists with atomic clocks bound to their wrists. But everything they said sounded the same. Oh, I was searching high and low. Searching within and without.
Thank you.
Thank you, Quit.
See, kiddo, kiddo. You finally won her over.
Yeah. So I
only took three podcasts, but yeah.
Yeah, she's a tough nut to crack.
Maybe 10 years of her life, but all right.
So Sculpture Fest, that's the next Rigorous Proof show?
The next Rigorous Proof is Grimfest, followed by
Grimfest.
Sculpture Fest. So Grimfest is more of an old-fashioned house party.
Right, this is thrown by the Spencer Kilpatrick.
Yep, and Failure Machine crew, the Snafu family, a bunch of the homies. It's going to be a bunch of beer drinking and just fucking shenanigans. So
house party.
House party style. So, you know, if you are looking for a little more of an easygoing time, Sculpture Fest, if you're looking to get fucking buck wild, Grimfest. We got two options.
G R E M.
And technically, both are all ages. However, Grimfest is more for the 21 and above. So if you got kids and if you're underage, go to Sculpture Fest. And if you're 21 and can consent
kid
to
free.
OR yourself out of jail if you fuck up, go to Grimfest. So,
dang.
Yeah. And if you're older and married and all that shit, you can come to Mary Anarchy.
Yeah, well,
that's
and you
right.
can,
yeah,
that's
you can
right.
actually do all of them.
You can technically do all three.
Yeah, be
all
they're
you can
all
be day
this
events,
weekend.
Man. They're yeah. all day, all night. Come when you can.
Yeah,
give us $5. Buy a fucking raffle ticket. You might win some prizes. Free music and all
speaking
kinds
of shit. And speaking of raffle prizes, I'm going to give some Rigorous Proof albums to the raffle over at Mary
hey,
Anarchy.
Hey,
so.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Right.
Thank you,
sir.
Maybe some shirts, too. See what we got in the old Rigorous
shirts,
merch booth.
Shirts are coveted prizes for sure.
Yeah, hey, Nick, why don't you give a rundown of who's all playing? Because I know it's my next public performance.
Nice. Yes, yes, yes. And a bunch of bands, too. Like, Murder Rock's been holding off for months.
Because
for
of
us.
This, yeah.
Because they like, let me tell you what we got.
They're awesome like that.
All right, so coming up from L.A. is, like, most of Kittenhead. They've actually, some of them have actually moved to Reno.
Nice. I know.
So, Kittenhead headlining Friday. Before them, Alphabet Cult, The Vague Choir, Prince Robot.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome band. The Hunt Club.
Yay, Mr. Baker.
Awesome. Mr. Baker. Can't be with us today. One of the great associates, Roxy Colley, of course, my band who rules. I don't
Never
care if I'm in
them.
The band. I can say that. They're great.
Never heard of
Even
them.
If another guy took over for me in the drums, I'd be all, they're great. Keep it going because that band is great. You know what I mean? Pink Awful. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
They got a crew back together for this show?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We didn't destroy that band. They're way stronger than the Worst Little Podcast.
No. I knew that they were auditioning for the spot. I didn't know that they had gotten somebody filled in for Mary Anarchy.
No, we're
That's
good.
Awesome.
We're good
I'm
on
Pink happy
Awful.
To hear it.
Yeah, Moons of Vega, Seven Fuck Out.
Yeah.
Moons of Vega.
Both bands, friends of the show.
Both of those bands are great.
Angel Garcia, who had a very, very strong response, was like, I really want to play Mary Anarchy. So,
nice.
You got Angel's it, dude. Rad. There you go, Angel.
Good dude.
Oh, the Adorables. What is that you say? Well, how about Eric Foreman, Felix Polanski, and Nick Ramirez playing some acoustic punk rock?
The I was expecting adorables. Kittens, but that's even better.
Right?
Do you juggle kittens? No, go on.
And between bands, both days, we have the Mystic Moon Belly Dancers.
Yeah.
So, not in between every band. You got to come and catch them when you can, but you don't ever know when they're going to go because they got carte blanche. They can do it whenever they want. And Saturday as well. Headlining Saturday, Murder Rock. Reno, we have a problem. The Grim Tone, Stabby Unicorn. We got Betty Rocker, Cornerstone, One Ton Dooley.
That's mine!
All right, Nickel Bump.
Yeah. Right,
thank you.
Nickel Bump, Knuckle Bump, Pickle Bump.
Yeah, I call it Nickel Bump because I'm Nick and it's my knuckle.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Nickel.
Rock Shapaksha.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Some crazy new Mark Ernest band called Kanawa.
That's Mark Ernest. Nice. It's going to be good.
Yeah, you know if it's Mark Ernest, it's going to be good.
Yeah, for real.
But we gave him an early spot, so you have to come early to get the like special new treat from Mark Ernest.
With a name like Mark Ernest, it has to be good.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's right.
Fate Awaits, Blacklisted, Abandoned Minds. So we're going to have some early hard rock and shit. Mr. Max.
Fuck
Abandoned
Minds.
Johnny's Pops is playing with Tom Plunkett in the Princess Bombs.
Hey, that's mine.
Fuck yeah.
And of course, the Mystic Moon Belly Dancers all day. So, and it's hosted this time by Elgin Alway, one of the comedians.
Hey, our good buddy Elgin.
Rory and me.
Elgin's taking on a lot of the weight for Nick and I since we've got so many other personal commitments outside of Mary Anarchy. Helena,
mistress of the dark,
the impossible.
Yeah, she's gonna be there too.
I've been feeling really conflicted about not being able to make Mary Anarchy and trying to figure out, oh, hey, how can I spend all my time there? It was like, you know what? Nick and I have been doing this every May.
No, we're
going to
be passing the buck here someday.
We can go ahead and dial this one in this year, but we don't want you guys to die. We will be in and out all day, but and Elgin and Helena are fantastic hosts.
Hell yeah.
We're happy to have them on board with us. And frankly, how many times have you ever been to Mary Anarchy when I was so shit-faced I couldn't introduce the band anyway?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
The world moves on without you.
Right. But I mean, this one's real personal for me. A lot of them have been personal over years. Yeah. Tom Plunkett, of course.
All of them.
I mean, all of them are personal, but this one for Hank is... I want to do an extra special good job this year, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, Hank made so much impact on so many people in Reno over the last two decades. Whether it was his influence as a professor or his involvement with Hot August Nights, he's a fantastic motherfucker, and it's the least we can do. So
this is a drop in the bucket too. I mean, Hank's
This is handy cash for groceries and physical therapy.
This year is going to be like a growing, healing year for Hank, like a big, big, big. If he doesn't get past this year, it doesn't look good. So
this
we're hoping
this can be
to
a good
fund
boost.
That just, the, you know, part of this year. And then the rest of the years of his life, too. So really, I mean, I'm thinking we really need to help Hank out in the future as well. Beyond Merry Anarchy, and try to set up something this year through Merry Anarchy, or just through Hank being there at Merry Anarchy, and maybe Ivy can set something up or something. But something we can help dude out with, because you know he was
your phone just recorded all that.
A wonderful, great mind, and that's fucking crazy. Is there a ghost in the room?
And the rest of the years of his bike to Cerulli. I mean, I'm thinking we really need to help hang out in the future as well beyond Merry Energy and try to set up something this year through Marion or just through Blink being there in America. You maybe I can set something up, so who can help do that was because. Take a look.
Whoa. Whoa, dude. Siri's been tweaking, dog.
Oh, wow.
Well, that was fucking crazy. Anyway, so Siri said it. Just come down to Merry Energy.
Merry Energy. Merry Energy.
And help hang out.
Merry Orgy.
Help hang out.
Merry and Orgy.
Yeah.
And Orgy.
You know, Marianne would not have a problem with that either.
Not at all.
She would wonder
make
what
love,
Siri
not
was.
War, motherfucker.
Nor G's. She would not have a problem with nor G's either.
No. Yeah. Nor G's, nor orgies, whatever. What do you got?
Rick, do you have anything else going on you want to mention?
No, I just finished up the recording sessions with Murder Rock. I'm turning in the final mixes on Me Time. I've got bands the next few weekends. I'm hoping that Joe Atack has the weekend of Merry Anarchy and that he's going to let me out of here early enough that I'll be able to check out some of the show.
And I'm sure you've also like got a bunch of bands booked for Friday the 19th, right?
Just that one day I have off. And then the whole weekend, I think I've got Jonathan Daniels' band,
I'm
The
kidding.
Swigs,
it was
the whole week before.
It was a joke, right? Okay.
No, I'm going to, I'm going to actually be at the wedding. I just don't know what I'm going to wear. I hate dressing up. God damn it.
He never comes out to show.
Wear your rigorous proof shirt at the wedding.
Yeah,
you're an usher, dude. You're an usher. You got to wear a tie.
Well, I want everybody
at least
to relax.
Wear a tie.
So I want to be relaxed.
I'll let you
look
wear
like,
one of my
look
velvet
like
blazers
a
more, if you
come,
want.
Show up and look like
fuck
a Mormon
dude, if
missionary.
If I could squeeze into your shit, I would raid your
I have one that might fit you.
Black pants, black pants, short sleeve white shirt, and a black tie, Rick. I think that'll be a good look for you.
Yeah, it would be a good look.
Won't be intimidating at all.
We're a schoolboy's
outfit,
right,
so,
bro.
Ladies and gentlemen,
for
Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, all the interns, and all the Yahoos here at Dogwater Studio, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying life is short, and I love you. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Look at those disgusting trees stealing my oxygen. All natural forests should be turned into housing developments.
Dogwater Studios!
I want cement covering every blade of grass in this nation. Don't we taxpayers have a voice anymore?
We'll use their guts to grease the tracks of our tanks.